Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's Friday, so we're going to think about some leisurely pursuits, and one of them would be art. And from what we understand, it's getting off the wall and into the streets. Artists and museums around the world are looking to make you, and you make art happen. The Takeaways culture critic, Mary Elizabeth Williams, is here with us in the studio. Mary Beth, what kind of exhibits are we talking about, and what kind of participation are we talking about?
Yeah, hey, good morning. You said leisurely pursuits, and I think that's an interesting word because actually art is becoming much less leisurely and much more active. And what we're going to be seeing around the summer at museums across the world and certainly across the internet are ways for audiences to get involved. And there's one that's opening up in the Brooklyn Museum of Art later this month called Click, which is a crowd-curated exhibit. It's the first of its kind. What the museum did was in March, they sent out an open call for submissions of photographs on the theme of the changing face of Brooklyn. In April, they set out an open call for people to jury it. Anyone who wanted to judge could participate in the judging process. And now later this month, they're going to exhibit the photos based on the critiques and based on what the crowd wanted to see.
How do things like this change my experience at the museum? In other words, if I walk into any of these museums, are they going to hand me a cell phone and some barcode readers, and I got to wander around and decide which
And you had to check out your own art.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
And is there a test at the end?
You have to bag your own groceries.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you said that because actually at PS1 right now, the Take Your Time exhibit, if you want, they will hand you a cell phone camera. And if you want, as you walk
PS1?
Yeah, PS1, which is the offshoot of the MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art in New York. It's in Queens.
It's in Queens, right.
So I don't know who goes to Queens. But if you go to Queens, and you should.
careful.
I know. I'm getting some responses from Queens
at this moment. Yeah.
I live in Uptown. Nobody goes there either. It's okay. But if you go there, you can wear a camera and you can participate in the exhibit it will go off at timed intervals and you can take photographs of the exhibit, and then that becomes part of the online mm-hmm. exhibit. But, you know, if you don't want to do that, John, you don't have to. The thing that's interesting about all these exhibits, and if you read the blog, I'm also talking about what's going on at the Carnegie Museum, where people can blog about the exhibits.
That's done in Pittsburgh. And this isn't just a New York thing.
It's all over. And at the Tate Modern,
people in London,
people are participating in two different kinds of exhibits involving street art and involving photography, street or studio photography. And in all of those, if you want to participate, you can. If you don't, if you want to just sit and look at it, you can do that too. But what's interesting is you have more options now. And audiences, if they want to get involved, they can get involved.
And we should note that attendance at museums is through the roof. I mean, attendance is up all over the place. So people are definitely hungry for this sort of
thing.
It's huge.
It's absolutely gigantic. Yeah. And not just museums, but also in public art spaces as well. There's a lot more public art going on now. So you don't even have to. If you're scared of going into the big, venerable building, you can just take it to the streets. There's a lot more stuff out there in the world.
Don't be scared of art.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't fear the art.
Lots of people.
And don't fear Queens either.